The following program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time.
If you like peanuts, you'll love Skippy.
From Hollywood, Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter, presents the finest in comedy, romance, drama, in the Skippy Hollywood Theater. Starring Miss Anne Blythe in Double Trouble and Love. And now here is our host of the Skippy Hollywood Theater, Mr. Les Mitchell.
Up until the time I'd seen her as Joan Crawford's daughter in Mildred Pierce, I'd thought of Anne Blythe as the cute youngster who'd sung in several of Universal's lighter musical comedies. But after watching her as a dramatic actress, I became convinced that she's grown up in a hurry, a process not too unusual in Hollywood. When I met and worked with her on the picture Once More My Darling at Universal International recently, it was a very pleasant surprise to find out that the young star, who was played opposite Bob Montgomery, Bing Crosby, Charles Boyer, William Powell, Bob Cummings, and Frederick March, is still very young in age and spirit, completely unspoiled, and full of the delicious vivacity of the very young. So it's a great pleasure indeed to welcome to our radio theater, Miss Anne Blythe.
Why, thank you very much, Les. And I'd like to tell you that I think your vivacity is very delicious, too.
Thank you, but you didn't say anything about my youthful vivacity.
Les, I've heard you refer to your age on the radio before. I think you're getting terribly self-conscious about it, and you're not old, you know.
Well, thank you.
Why, there must be dozens of people in show business older than you.
I'll see you here after the final curtain ends.
All right, Les.
Right now, here is Van Desitel.
You know, when I say Skippy is the largest selling peanut butter in the world, you don't have to stop and think to realize that Skippy must be the finest peanut butter money can buy. It gives you confidence when you buy Skippy, and means lots of folks buy it again and again. Actually, it's easy to understand why Skippy is preferred over other peanut butters. You see, Skippy tastes just the way peanut butter should taste, exactly like plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. Skippy's exclusive patented process prevents oil separation, so Skippy never dries out, doesn't get rancid. Instead, Skippy stays fresh, sweet, and easy to spread right down to the very last spoonful. And it keeps that freshly roasted peanut flavor, too. Those are the reasons Skippy is the world's largest selling peanut butter. And everyone agrees, if you like peanuts, you'll love Skippy.
The Skippy Hollywood Theater presents Act One of Double Trouble and Love, written by Sidney Marshall and starring Miss Anne Blythe. The curtain is up, and here is the play.
But, Jack, it's a crazy idea.
Well, what's crazy about wanting to marry money?
Nothing, I guess. Not for some guys. You can get by on your own. You've got a good job.
Assistant metallurgist in this 2x4 plant?
Don't make me laugh.
Now, look, Bill, I tried it the other way. I sold papers as a kid. I waited on tables to get my engineering degree. I put in tough licks serving my apprenticeship. I spent 4 years in the Army. And what did it get me? Strictly nothing.
Okay. Okay, so you're going to marry a rich girl. Have you got the lucky lady picked out yet?
You're darn right. I've got all the angles figured out. You know about that new process I've been working on for reducing magnesium ore to pure metal?
Sure, I know about it. Any girl ought to find it completely irresistible.
Oh, you don't get me. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. 1, Mr. W.T. Randall's the head of Metallic Alloys Incorporated. 2, Metallic Alloys, my spies inform me, is having trouble getting its magnesium process fast enough. And 3, old W.T. has 2 lovely daughters, according to the society paper.
That still doesn't spell Cupid to me.
Listen, that process is going to be my opening wedge.
Okay, but how?
It'll take his laboratory a while to test it out. And in the meantime, I'll be making time. Before the report's in, I'll be calling old W.T. Papa. Hi, Shorty. Can you tell me if I'm the right road to the Randall Estate?
You talking about the great W.T., Randall?
That's the guy.
Well, spread open the portals on your meat grinder, mister, and I'll be glad to show you.
Do what with? Oh, I get it. Hop in.
Thanks. You keep right on this road. So, you're headed for the Randall Range, eh? What's on your mind? Brushes, inventions, or a swooning soiree?
Come again, Shorty?
Are you selling brushes to the housekeeper, inventions to W.T., or are you just a drip who's dropping into drool over Barbara?
Well, as you must know, Shorty, I'm on my way to marry one of W.T.'s daughters.
Your what? Going to marry one of the Randall cookies?
Well, sure. Why should you look so surprised?
Oh, excuse it, please. That egg on my face was left from breakfast. I suppose Barbara's the lucky girl. She's got the glamour of the family.
Oh, it really doesn't make much difference. I guess they've both got money.
Oh. Oh, one of those. Say, you're plenty frank about it.
Why not? You're not going to tell them.
I see what you mean. You don't look the part, though. Haven't you got a business of some kind?
Well, sure. A new process for reducing magnesium ore. I figure old man Randall should be interested in it. Interested enough to let me get next to the family.
I see. Well, mister, you can drop me off at that factory entrance up ahead.
Sure thing. Say, isn't that the Randall plant?
That's right. I work there. A little piece of advice, mister. Don't waste time trying to see Mr. Randall. Go right out to the estate and ask for Barbara. Tell her about your reduction process. I understand she just loves big businessmen.
Well, thanks for the tip, Shorty. I will.
The place is about 10 miles up the road, just past the inn. You can't miss it. It's a cross between the Waldorf Astoria and any national park. Good luck.
Well, thanks again. So long, Shorty. I'll be seeing you.
Be seeing me? Just wait till he gets a load of Barbara. Oh, there's one fortune hunter who's going to get a very rude surprise. Are you in here, Barbara? You can see me, can't you, Aunt Caroline? And I do wish you wouldn't walk into my room without knocking. After all, one is entitled to some privacy in one's own room, isn't one?
Oh, don't be such a meatball.
Oh, well, really, Aunt Caroline, a woman of your age using all those silly expressions that Elizabeth picked up, it's not very becoming, you know.
Well, maybe not on you, but on me it looks good. You know, Barbara, for twin sisters, you and Betty are certainly pose a part.
Well, I can assure you it's not my fault. I've done my best with her, but... Well, sometimes I doubt that we are twins.
Well, you wouldn't doubt it, looking in the mirror together.
Is that all you came in here to do, Aunt Caroline? Remind me of the cross that I must bear?
Not quite. There's a young man downstairs who wants to see you.
Oh, really? A young man? Who is he?
His name's Jack Martin. I never met him before, but he's a real gone guy if I ever saw one.
You don't say. Well, I suppose I should see him to find out what he wants.
He's in the library. If you decide to return him, let me know. Maybe I can pick him up in the bargain basement afterwards.
I don't care what Jones says. Those stampings have to get out in this week. Well, see that more metal is processed. I want 1,000 tons ready for cutting by Tuesday.
Hi, Pop. Busy?
Oh, hello, Betty. Busy? I don't know whether I'm coming or going. Blast that reduction plant anyway.
What's the trouble? Somebody gimmicked the gizmo or something?
Magnesium's the trouble. We can't get enough of it. Our reduction process is too slow. We're falling farther behind every day.
Well, what you need is some big wheel who can... Hey, didn't that guy say something about... Yes, I'm sure he did.
If you came in here to talk to yourself, young lady,
oh,
now you better
go... Wait a minute,
go...
Pop. I met a fellow today who said he had a new process for reducing magnesium ore. Would you be interested?
I'd be interested in anything that would speed up production. But I doubt very much that he has anything.
I know it's a long shot, but if he has got something, I'll get hold of him and... Oh, jeepers.
Now what?
I sent him out to our place to be Frankenstein by Barbara.
Will you please talk sense, Betty?
Don't you see, Pops? He doesn't know we're twins. Oh, he'll put his foot in his shirt. Then she'll give him the ice and... So long, Pops. I'd better get hold of your new reduction process before it's frozen so hard it'll never thaw out.
Good afternoon, Mr. Martin. Did you wish to see me?
Why, yes, I... Shorty!
I beg your pardon.
Shorty, what in the world are you doing here?
What am I doing? Why, I never...
Oh, I get it. You must have come out while I was cleaning up at the inn. Well, what gives? An employee's party of some kind?
An employee's party? Really, Mr. Martin, if this is some kind of a joke, I don't...
Joke's on me, Shorty. You know, you didn't look like much in those jeans and sweatshirt, but in this outfit, you look like $1 million. You know, you really got class.
Thank you for the compliment. Would you mind pulling the cord on that wall beside you?
This one? Sure. But why did you want...
Thank you. Now, if you don't mind,
hey,
I think...
Hey, wait a minute, Shorty. Don't leave now. As long as you happen to know the Randalls, well, how about giving me the lowdown on Barbara? You know what she likes, how she reacts in certain situations, and so on.
I'll be happy to, Mr. Martin. Very happy to.
So, where do we start?
How about starting with the reaction that occurs when an unwelcome guest intrudes into our home?
When an unwelcome guest...
You ring for me, Miss Barbara.
I certainly did, Charles. Please show this gentleman out at once.
Hey, wait a minute. Miss Barbara. You? Huh? Miss Barbara.
Yes, miss. Your hat, Mr. Martin.
Take him to the door, Charles.
This way, please, Mr. Martin.
But if you're Barbara... Say, look, Miss Randall, I've got a magnesium reduction process that...
I'm going upstairs to rest, Charles. This has been a very unnerving experience for me. Very unnerving.
The door is this way, Mr. Martin.
Yeah, okay. I still don't... So she's really Barbara Randall.
Good day, Mr. Martin.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Good day. How do you like that? What a sucker I was to shoot off my mouth to that little minx. Who'd have ever guessed she was Barbara Randall? Well, I can kiss goodbye to my prospects of becoming W.T. Stockwise.
Hi, Romeo. How'd it go?
Well, just don't stand there like a...
You! How did you get in that car? Change your clothes so fast.
It was a cinch, Chum. I was born twins.
Twins?
Sure. The gal you just saw was Barbara. I'm Betty. You see? Oh, hey, you'd better sit down someplace. You'll have a stroke.
Twin sisters? You double-crossed me. Why didn't you tell me she was your twin sister instead of giving me the business?
I really expected you to know her. After all, you did tell me you were going to marry one of us, and I knew it wasn't me.
Well, that's still no excuse. You should have... Okay, Shorty, you win. I'll just say so long and go hunting another fortune.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't go wolfing off like that. We have some business to discuss.
Thank you, no. I've just had...
This won't be as painful. Remember that ore reduction process you told me about?
You mean the one that Barbara would be so interested in?
I deserve that. But let's put away the knives. Is this process of yours actually any good?
Could be. What do you want to know?
If it's got possibilities, I want you to take it to my dad. He might be able to use it.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm not falling for the same kind of gag twice.
But I'm serious.
Well, so am I. You know, that little process is my only entrance card to big businessmen's daughters. And I'm going to use it someplace else.
But don't you understand? You might be able to sell
it. I understand. I need it for where I'm going. And I'm going right now. So long, Shorty. I'll get...
Wait a minute, please. I've got an idea. I'll make a deal with you.
No, thanks. One a day from you is plenty.
I mean it. Listen. If you turn that process over to Dad, I'll see to it that you marry Barbara.
You'll see that... Are you kidding?
No. If that process works, Dad needs it badly. As for you and Barbara, well, I'd say the two of you deserve each other anyway. What do you say?
Look, if you're serious about... Just what makes you think you can deliver?
I'm her twin, aren't I? I know just what line she falls for. All her little weaknesses. Why, with me to advise you, it'll be a cinch. How about it? Is it a deal?
Well, maybe I'm crazy, but... Okay, Shorty. It's a deal.
Moment, we're back
Act Two of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Double Trouble and Love, starring Miss Anne Blythe. And now, here is Van Desitel.
Hi, Les. Don't go away. I'm about to give you a PQT.
A PQT?
Yes, a personality quotient test. You see, I've discovered that I can tell whether you're the scientific type, the happy-go-lucky type, or the statistical type by asking this one question. What's the first thing that comes to your mind about Skippy Peanut Butter?
Oh, that's easy. Skippy tastes just like real peanut.
Aha! Happy-go-lucky. You're interested in getting the most out of life. So it impressed you that you get the luscious flavor of freshly roasted peanuts in Skippy. If you'd answered that Skippy is made by an exclusive patented process which prevents oil separation and keeps Skippy smooth and easy to spread, you'd fall into the scientific classification. Or if you'd remember that Skippy is the world's largest selling peanut butter, that would mark you as being statistical. But you remembered about Skippy's real peanut flavor. And for eating enjoyment, that's really important, no matter what personality type you are.
Well, in that case, Van, I'm just the one to say, if you like peanuts, you'll love Skippy. The Skippy Hollywood Theater is presenting Miss Anne Blythe in Double Trouble and Love.
Come on out here in the garden, Casanova. It's a beautiful night, and anyway, we've got a few things to jaw about.
Sure thing, Shorty. How's about this fence?
Will do. Oh, there. Now, tell Mama how things going.
Smooth, Shorty, smooth. I think she's in the proper mood for that all-important question.
It figures. I knew that romantic attack would be deadly. Too bad your end of the deal isn't as solid.
It isn't? Well, the formula I worked out...
Oh, the formula's okay, but they're running into trouble remodeling the reduction plant.
Oh, they shouldn't have any trouble with that. It's simple. Why, in 2 weeks' time, I could have that plant in shape to...
To do what, Jack?
Oh, skip it. That's their headache. I have other things to do.
Okay, Romeo, listen closely and the clinch will be a cinch. Get her out here under this moon. Sit down with her on this bench. You see, it's her...
I know, it's her most favorite one.
You're so right. Then you put your arms around her shoulders. Go ahead, put your arms around me.
Like this?
Well, you could show a little more enthusiasm. Then you quote a few lines of poetry by Gaylord Ramsay.
Oh, no. That horrible tripe? Do I have to?
He's a pushover for it.
Okay. What lines do I quote?
Well, let's see. These should do it. The moon, my love, shines down on thee. Were I the moon, what bliss. Not only would I beam on thee, I'd steal a little kiss. Unquote. Cue.
That's where I kiss her.
Where else, brother? Now go ahead and try it on me. And with plenty of schmaltz.
Well, okay. The moon, my love, shines down on thee. Were I the moon, what bliss. Not only would I beam on thee, I'd steal a little kiss.
Oh, jeepers.
How is Annie again?
Annie, good. You were perfect.
Well, that does it, then. I'll go in and get Barbara. Oh, thanks a lot, Shorty. You've been swell.
Oh, forget it. Go in and get your cookie, and don't forget how to apply the frosting.
I won't. So long, Shorty. Be seeing you.
So long. Gosh. What's the matter with me? I feel so funny. I couldn't be in love. Oh, gosh. This is awful.
You see, Martin, we're up against a lot of snags in changing over the reduction setup.
I noticed that when I walked through the plant just now, Mr. Randall. There are at least half a dozen changes that should be made.
Well, that's why Pop asked you down here, Jack.
What do you mean, Short? I mean, Betty.
Martin, would you consider going to work for us as production superintendent on the new process?
As superintendent?
Well, after all, it's your baby. Who else would be as capable of managing production on it? What do you say?
Why, that sounds awfully good, Mr. Randall. You know, I always wanted to be in charge of that operation of mine. Well, I could...
Yes, Jack? What were you going to say?
I don't know. It's not the way I plan things. I'll I'll have to think it over. Meanwhile, I'd better be going. Barbara's waiting for me, and, well, you see, I...
Yes, I see. All right, Martin, we'll forget about it for the time being.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, anyway. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Betty, before I go, I wanted to tell you something. Everything's set. Barbara and I are eloping tonight.
Eloping?
Yes, it's 10 o'clock. She thought it would be more romantic that way.
She would.
Mrs. Luck?
Of course, Jack. All the luck in the world.
You're a swell kid, Shorty. If my makeup had been different, maybe we, well, the two of us.
Yes, Jack?
No, skip it. So long, Shorty. I'm on my way.
So long. Jeepers. Eloping. And it's all your fault, you little dope. What are you going to do now? Isn't it just too wonderful, Jackie, dear? I think eloping like this is so romantic.
Yeah, isn't it? You're sure you want to go through with this, Barbara?
Why, of course, darling. You're the perfect man for me. Our tastes are identical. Your favorite things are my favorite things, and the simply wonderful way you swept me off my feet.
Yeah, I know. Wonderful, wasn't it?
Well, let's get in the car, dear. Just think. A few hours' drive and we'll be married, isn't it?
Yes. Jack, are you out there?
Well, if it isn't Aunt Carrie. Good old Carrie. So you caught us, did you? Well, I guess we're silly trying to elope like this.
Never mind that, Jack. The plant's on fire.
Of course we won't go now that you... What?
Yes, the new reduction plant is on fire. They just called the house.
Holy smoke, I've got to get right down there.
Jack, whatever are you thinking? We're eloping tonight.
Well, sorry, Barbara. We'll have to wait. I have to get down there to the plant and help.
Why, Jack Martin, that's just like leaving me at the altar.
Well, I can't help it, Barbara. The plant's on fire. Don't you understand?
I understand that you think more of that old plant than you do of me, don't you?
Yes. No, I mean,
Very well, I give you your choice. Either you leave with me right now or... Oh, you can consider our engagement definitely broken.
You mean that?
I most certainly do.
Sorry, Barbara, I have to go.
All right, go ahead to your silly old plant. But remember, you and I are through for good.
Is that you, Jack?
Huh? Oh, it's you, Aunt Carrie. For a minute, I thought it was...
The fire, Jack. What happened?
Oh, that. Some idiot put in a false alarm. There wasn't any fire.
Oh, there wasn't?
No. Tell me, how's Barbara? She's good at anatomy, I guess, huh?
Why, no, Jack, not at all.
She's not? But she broke our engagement. You heard her. You're a witness.
A witness? Now, what kind of talk is that?
I mean, are you sure that she doesn't want to call it quits?
Why, of course I am. And here's the dear girl now to tell you so herself.
Oh, darling, will you ever forgive poor little me? I'm so sorry to have been so rude to you.
Oh, that's all right, Barbara. But have you thought it over carefully? You know, I'm liable to do things like that all the time.
I know, sweet. But what are little things like that compared to the big ones? Remember, darling, were I the moon, what bliss. Not only would I...
Yeah, I remember. All right, Barbara. As long as you're sure, I suppose we might as well face it. Come on, let's go.
Just think, Jackie, darling, we're really married at last. Isn't it thrilling?
Yeah, thrilling.
You know, sweetheart, you forgot something at the wedding.
Did I?
Yes. I suppose it was because you were all excited, but you didn't kiss me.
Didn't I? Well, the justice of the peace kissed you.
Jack, that's not the same thing, and you know it.
Okay. All right. There. Now let's get going.
Oh, such a teensy-weensy peck, Jack, dear. I'm sure that's not what Gaylord Ramsay had in mind when he wrote...
All right, Barbara. See how you like this.
Jeepers.
Now, maybe you'll... What? What did you say?
Why, I was just... I was just remarking...
Shorty, it's you.
Yes, I guess it is.
But I don't understand.
Well, please let me explain, Jack. You see, Carrie and I wanted to find out if you were really a fortune hunter at heart, so... Well, we faked that fire call to see what you'd do. And the way you rushed out there proved that you cared more for the plant than you did for money.
Yes, I guess it did, Shorty. Wait a minute. That doesn't explain you masquerading as Barbara.
Why, of course it does. Don't you see?
No, I don't. Now, come on, Shorty. Give.
Well, it was just that... Oh, gosh. When she broke the engagement, I just got the silly idea of taking her place and... Well, you don't have to worry. We can have the marriage annulled.
We can, Shorty, but do we really have to?
Do we really? Jack, do you...
You know, I woke up late to a lot of things, Shorty, but when that elopement business got serious, I found out that you were the only one for me, even if I wouldn't admit it to myself. So, well, what do you say, Shorty? Do we let things ride as they are?
Do we? Oh, gosh. There's only one answer to that, you nearsighted goon. Come here.
Oh, jeepers.
And the curtain falls on Act Two, the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Double Trouble in Love, starring Miss Anne Blythe, who returns in just a moment.
Sure, you'll be prejudiced. Prejudiced in favor of Skippy peanut butter once you try it. Yes, you'll say there's no other peanut butter like it, because Skippy is peanuts in their most delicious, most digestible form. Try the creamy-style Skippy in the blue label jar. It's smooth, creamy. And try the chunk-style Skippy in the red label jar. It's creamy, too, with chunky little nuggets of peanuts added. And both jars have delicious recipes on the labels. Remember, if you like peanuts, you'll love Skippy. And now, here's our director, Les Mitchell.
And our lovely and talented star, Anne Blythe. And I'd like to congratulate you on doing an excellent job, both as Betty and Barbara.
Oh, it was fun, Les. You know, I've never been twins before.
So few of us have. But then, not many of us have been mermaids, either. And you did a very creditable job in Mr. Peabody in The Mermaid, too.
Thank you, Les.
You know, I heard the sporting goods stores experienced a terrific sales boom in their fishing equipment departments after our American male saw what could be caught in the sea.
And you know, Les, I heard the travel bureaus are experiencing a terrific boom in tickets for Ireland since American wives heard that you kissed the Blarney Stone in your youth.
Now, a word of truth in it, Anne. I mean everything I've said to you. I think that you're one of the finest actresses in Hollywood and that the great roles you've had in the past few years are only the beginning. And I hope that your busy schedule will permit you to come back to our radio theater very soon.
I'd really like that, Les. Thanks a million for all your nice words and for having me on the show. It's been a real pleasure working with you again, and with Jack Robbins, who played Jack, and the rest of a splendid cast. And now, goodbye.
Thank you, and goodbye, Anne Blythe. Next week, our star is Edmund O'Brien. The play is a very unusual story. In the following weeks to come, we'll present Barbara Britton, Don DeFore, Sabu, and many other fine stars, and we hope you'll be with us.
In the cast, you heard our star, Miss Anne Blythe as Barbara and Betty Randall, Jack Robbins as Jack Martin, Bill Green as W.P. Randall, Isabel Randolph as Carrie, and Jack Petruzzi as Bill. Music was composed and conducted by Don Castillo. Double Trouble in Love was written by Sidney Marshall, edited by Bud Lesser, produced and directed by Les Mitchell. Anne Blythe will soon be seen with Robert Cummings in Free for All, a Universal International picture. Dan Desitel speaking. For the Skippy Hollywood Theater, this program is produced in Hollywood, transcribed for release at this time.